On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. The journey on MasterChef, well, it ended for Maya last night, sadly.
Pressure tests look so intense. They're really hard to watch and it all has to come unstuck eventually for someone.
Maya joins us now. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm well, thanks.
Fantastic. Well as one can be, I suppose.
Yeah.
How are you feeling this morning now that your MasterChef journey is all over?
Oh, look, guys, it's actually all right. I think it's, yeah, like, you obviously, like, you're always ready for this moment. So, yeah, I've had a bit of time to sort of brace myself and get ready for it. So I'm not too upset this morning. Things are pretty fine. Yeah.
I think if you go into a competition like this expecting to win, I mean, that's putting a bit of pressure on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Pardon the pun there.
No. Yeah, like, obviously everybody goes into this with, like, the best, like, hope of, you know, making it to the end. And, like, you definitely have to back yourself in a competition like this. But, yeah, look, there's also, like, the reality of pressure tests and, like, being put into stressful environments and things that you're not familiar with cooking. And I think what I got eliminated on with the dessert was just, desserts haven't been my strong point. I'm not sure why I was cooking them so much in the competition, but... yeah, look, I think I cooked pretty well yesterday and it obviously just came unstuck in the last half hour, so that's just how it was.
Now, Jock set the challenge. Where did it all come undone for you?
I wasn't expecting to do the sweet rendition of his tart yesterday. Definitely wanted to do the savoury. But, yeah, having said that, I think I actually cruised through it pretty well until right at the end in the last half hour where it just came a little bit undone for me and I think I just... yeah, just one thing led to another and it just sort of was an array of small errors, yeah.
It did seem to only come down to small things because all in all, I thought everyone did an amazing job. It looked very, very difficult. What's the best approach when it comes to one of those pressure tests? Because it just looks really full on.
Oh, God, I think everyone has different approaches to it. I think for me, it was just meticulously reading through the instructions and just doing everything step by step and, like, trying not to miss anything and noting, like, how things should taste and, like, how they should be based on the description. But, yeah, I think Jock sort of gave us a very vague description in a way that I think as, you know, potential future chefs, we had to work out on our own as to how to interpret certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely know that, my creme diplomat was not as good as it could have been, so I'm disappointed about that. But, yeah, lots of little things.
It would have been a lot easier had the actual... you know, criteria bin, is it yummy, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, look, I think I had an imbalance of a few things there. So, obviously, you know, it comes down to the smallest of things in these eliminations.
It does, doesn't it?
So your food journey moving forward, what does that look like?
Look, I've got like an old retro Airstream trailer that I'm hoping to turn into like some form of a restaurant and the ins and outs of that I don't know yet, so I'm trying to figure that out at the moment, but hopefully I can get something up and running in the next few months.
Cool.
Just on that, for the people that are listening that aren't foodies, how did you stumble across an Airstream trailer? Is it the stainless steel type?
it's like an old aluminium trailer.
Nice.
And I picked it up in the States about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just, honestly, I've had it sitting there for such a long time in my parents' backyard, actually in South Hobart. And I've got this idea in my mind that I have to do something with it. And yeah, I really want to make it happen. There's just a few steps involved and I need to just, I need to do those first to sort of get there, I guess.
That's so cool. Oh, and would go so well in the Hobart market.
Yeah.
At the moment.
So you've brought that from the States back to Tassie?
I did, yeah, but this was a long time ago, yeah, about 7 years ago.
Way back when.
Look, we've probably spoken to enough eliminated MasterChef contestants now to start asking the question, who is your tip to take out this year's competition?
Oh, I've got a few favourites. It's really, really hard to sort of know. Like, one of my favourites would probably be Jess, another person, Elise, and then someone else probably as Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably my three favourites at the moment, yeah.
Oh, very
lovely.
Good. You heard it here first.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning and best of luck with your Airstream caravan.
Yeah, very cool idea.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
And MasterChef is back tonight at 7:30 on Win. This is CFM's Leah Jess for breakfast.